WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's clear and 4 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In Western Iowa news, a Western Iowa nursing home has been fined after staff removed a disabled Navy veteran from the facility and left him in an unfurnished apartment with no food or medication. The Des Moines Register reports that staff from the Elmwood Care Center in Ottawa dropped off 65-year-old John Chedister on November 1st at an apartment building in Mapleton. Chedister was hospitalized after a neighbor and local police intervened. The nursing home says Chedister, who suffers from severe ailments, was involuntarily discharged because he was unable to pay his bill. Chedister is currently back at Elmwood. The federal government fined the home more than $5,700. A spokeswoman for the facility's management company said the company does not condone how the situation was handled. A DHS spokeswoman said the department cannot discuss the case. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
A Lincoln, Nebraska man has been sentenced to more than 30 years in prison for a string of bank robberies in Nebraska and Iowa. U.S. Attorney Deborah Gilg said in a news release Tuesday that 53-year-old Cameron Mitchell will be required to pay more than $74,000 in restitution for the robberies. Prosecutors say Mitchell robbed 7 banks in Omaha and Lincoln and Council Bluffs between June and August of 2012. Mitchell was accused of walking into bank lobbies armed with a handgun and taking money from teller drawers. He'll be required to serve 5 years of supervised release after his sentence. A U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs has sentenced a Missouri man to prison for his role in the June 2012 robbery of a bank in Hamburg. 48-year-old Nathan Wayne Smith of Lexington, Missouri, was sentenced Tuesday by Judge James Gritzner to 77 months, or nearly 6.5 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for bank robbery. On October 8th of last year, after a 3-day trial, a jury found Smith guilty of robbing the Great Western Bank in Hamburg. Evidence produced at the trial showed that on June 11, 2012, Smith traveled from his home in Lexington to Hamburg, arriving at the Great Western Bank around 9:30 a.m. Smith approached a teller in the bank, placed a plastic bag on the counter in front of her, and told her to fill the bag with money. After obtaining money from the teller, Smith ran from the bank. He was identified as the party responsible when Buckner, Missouri police officers recalled stopping a vehicle the afternoon of June 11th, matching the description of the vehicle disseminated after the fact by the FBI. Buckner, Missouri is located about 150 miles away from Hamburg, by the way. The investigation was conducted by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, the Buckner, Missouri Police Department, Lexington, Missouri PD, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A former Glenwood police officer faces a felony charge of carrying weapons on school grounds following an accidental shooting last week. KETV in Omaha had reported the Mills County Attorney's Office charged Douglas Trent Good in connection with the incident which occurred last Friday afternoon near the West Elementary School in Glenwood. Good accidentally shot himself in the leg with a handgun while waiting in a vehicle to pick up a student. He has a valid permit for the gun and is a former police officer, but Iowa law says only on-duty law enforcement personnel, military personnel, and correctional officers are authorized to carry a firearm on school property. Good, who is listed in good condition at the Nebraska Medical Center, is expected in court on February 11th. Authorities in Montgomery County are asking for your help in solving a theft. The Sheriff's Department says sometime between 6 p.m. Monday and 8 a.m. Tuesday, someone took an electrical cord from a Peck grain auger at 1079 State Highway 48 in Elliott. If you have information about the crime, call Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Tuesday morning of a woman who allegedly took items from the Fairway store in Red Oak. Pamela K. Parker of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:10 a.m. and charged with fifth-degree theft for allegedly taking items valued at less than $200. Parker was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. And the Red Oak PD said a Page County man was arrested early Tuesday morning. 27-year-old Cody Allen Keith Tuttle of Shenandoah was taken into custody after allegedly interfering with and threatening Red Oak police officers as they were conducting a traffic stop on North 2nd Street. Tuttle was found to be intoxicated with a blood alcohol level of .203. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama will take his State of the Union message today to suburban Maryland, where he'll visit a Costco store and a steel plant in the Pittsburgh area. Last night, Obama unveiled plans to boost wages for some workers and help Americans save for retirement. Tomorrow, the president will visit a General Electric facility near Milwaukee, and he'll speak at a high school in Nashville, Tennessee. There's barely snow on the ground, but the ice in the deep south has made driving treacherous. Many motorists have been stranded on Georgia's freeways since yesterday's storm, and the governor has sent out the National Guard in hopes of clearing away stranded school buses. Some students who never made it home camped out with teachers in their school gyms. Others abandoned their vehicles and chose to walk. The storm also caused hazardous conditions in Alabama, Louisiana, and the Florida Panhandle. A cruise ship with hundreds of sick people on board is expected to arrive at a New Jersey port this afternoon, days after it left the same city. The passengers on board the Royal Caribbean ship had been looking forward to a 10-day excursion, but more than 600 people, including the crew, came down with diarrhea and vomiting. The ship's medical team believes the illness could be a norovirus. The Fed Reserve is expected today to further reduce its stimulus for the U.S. economy. Policymakers announced last month that they would pare their monthly bond purchases from $85 billion to $75 billion. And the Fed said if the economy kept improving, it would likely further slow its bond buying at future meetings, even though that prospect has unsettled the global financial markets. Finally, in the news, Senate Democrats and Republicans could vote later today on a bill to hold back whopping hikes in flood insurance premiums that would hit hundreds of thousands of people beginning next year. The higher rates are based on new flood maps. The measure would delay premium hikes for up to 4 years, but the bill's chances in the House are uncertain. News time is 8:11.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Joanne Neary, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Joanne Neary will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Nola Lamb, age 82, of Redfield, died Friday in Adel. Funeral services for Nola Lamb will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Dwayne Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dwayne Partlow will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Myrna Nelson, age 76, of Shelby, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Myrna Nelson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby in charge of arrangements. Dorothy Betts, age 89, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dorothy Betts will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Paul Testrode, age 73, of Carroll, died Monday at St. Anthony Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Testrode will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll, with the Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll in charge of arrangements. Mary Carney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Carney will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Anita Community Center with the Hockenberry, England Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70 of Atlantic, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Otis Blakely, age 100, a longtime resident of Lewis, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Otis Blakely will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Congregational United Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marlon Fredrickson, age 77 of Atlantic, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlon Fredrickson will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Bickford, age 106 of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford will be held Friday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Helena Hahn, age 94 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Helena Hahn are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Betty Duval Ninehouse, age 89 of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Ninehouse are currently pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Jeanette Smith, age 76 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeanette Smith are pending at Roland Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.